local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 61 at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Fog thicker than other places, different areas of Mobile and Baldwin County. Causeway this morning socked in. More details from Dr. Bill coming up in just 1 minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitsitons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We do have a decent amount of fog this morning, but accident-free conditions continue with no delays along Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and 65, and heading up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and Spanish Fort and the Eastern Shore Center with over 100 new items this year. Shop Toomey's Mardi Gras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers and fog, lows in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and a warm week ahead here, even though we're in mid-January. We'll talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in depth about that around 6:35. I'm Sean Sullivan. There's Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you here on this Monday as we get started. Pelosi buckles and will send the impeachment articles to the Senate. Plus, a report coming out today from the Pentagon has prompted a dozen Saudi servicemen training at U.S. facilities to be expelled in the aftermath of the shooting at NAS Pensacola. Also, protests against Iran by Iranians. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Some of that video and those still pictures from over the weekend. And on the way in sports.
Well, we had four great NFL games over the weekend, which leaves us with four teams left to battle it out for the Super Bowl. And there's a little game tonight, the national championship. Mm-hmm. LSU and Clemson will meet in New Orleans for the 2019 title.
It's all Tigers tonight. We'll talk about that. And also, it was what Dr. Bill had called for all week, and severe weather coming through the southeast on Saturday. Deadly weather through the southeast as severe storms swept across the south, blamed for the death of at least 11 people, including two first responders, as high winds, tornadoes, and unrelenting rain battered large swaths of the country, even here in Alabama. Let's get an overall update from Clayton Neville from Westwood One.
From deadly tornadoes to icy roads, the weather wreaked havoc over a large portion of the southern U.S. A tornado in Alabama's Pickens County killed at least three people. The county sheriff, Todd Hall.
It was a very devastating storm, very powerful storm that these people were subjected to.
Larry Jones was home when the twister hit.
I heard a whistle blowing. I looked at the door. When I looked at the door, the top was coming off the roof.
Icy roads in West Texas claimed the lives of two first responders, another deadly accident in slick conditions in Iowa, a drowning in Oklahoma, and storm-related deaths in Louisiana in what was a widespread storm. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
Think about the location of that deadly tornado. The Pickens County, Carrollton, west of Tuscaloosa, just west of Tuscaloosa, over against the Mississippi line. Of course, Tuscaloosa having its own history with those deadly tornadoes. And yet, three people confirmed killed in Carrollton. Governor Kay Ivey released a statement yesterday saying, "My thoughts and prayers are with the victims of Saturday's severe weather. Alabama has lost three of her citizens as a result of a serious round of storms that have moved through Pickens County this yesterday morning." She meant, you know, Saturday. "I've reached out to both county leadership as well as legislative delegation to offer my deepest condolences in this terrible loss of life." Alabama Power at one point reported that they had 178,000 customers without power
Wow.
Statewide. So they were working that area, west central Alabama, there to get things turned back on. Down here, didn't have the tornadoes. We did have some of the warnings come up, and we had some pretty heavy rain. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we, by and large, made it out a lot better.
Yeah, thankful for that. The wind, man, it was blowing, but I can't imagine what it was like north of us. 70-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, in a thunderstorm situation there. We're not talking about a tropical storm, but the wind was blowing over the weekend, and unfortunately the loss of lives not only in our state but in some of the other states in the southeast and south U.S. pretty sad stuff over the weekend.
Yeah, I think they're talking about an EF2 here in that tornado that went through Carrollton. Like I said, that we'll talk more with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up in just a little bit. Check in with News 5 right now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenager is recovering after being struck by lightning on Saturday in Milton. Happened outside the teen's home on Forestwood Drive in Pine Lake Estates. A woman says the teenager was rushed to the hospital but will be okay. In Escambia County, Florida, a man has died after a shooting in the Warrington area. Deputies say this happened at 2nd Street and Withrop Avenue around 7:30 last night. A new map is giving hunters in Alabama a better chance at bagging a buck. The state rut map shows when the bucks are most likely to be looking for does to mate with in different parts of the state. Alabama's Conservation Department says thanks to a major restocking effort, hunters in the state have a unique opportunity to hunt the rut from mid-November until mid-February. Two teams of Tigers will take the field to see who will take home a national title tonight. LSU and Clemson will play at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
The NFL Conference Championships are set. Auburn and Alabama basketball prepare to play each other Wednesday. And LSU plays Clemson tonight for the 2019 NCAA Football Championship. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL Conference Championship games are now set after the divisional round playoff games this weekend. In the AFC, number 2 seed Kansas City will host number 6 seed Tennessee on Sunday at 2:05. And in the NFC, number 1 seed San Francisco will host number 2 seed Green Bay at 5:40 on Sunday. The Tennessee Titans pulled off their second major upset in a row on Saturday night with a 28-12 win over the top-seeded Baltimore Ravens. Titans running back Derrick Henry was again unstoppable. The former Bama back rushed for 195 yards on 30 carries and even threw a 3-yard touchdown pass to Corey Davis in the third quarter.
Direct snap, Henry, jump pass, oh, trickery, Corey Davis, touchdown Tennessee. The razzle-dazzle for the Titans.
The Titans defense forced Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson to try and beat them by himself. And although Jackson passed for 365 yards and rushed for 143, he also threw two interceptions and fumbled once. The Titans also stopped the Ravens twice on fourth and one. Henry keeps breaking playoff records. He now has the most yards rushing through his first four postseason games in NFL history with 561. And he became the first NFL player to rush for over 180 yards in three consecutive games. In the other AFC game, the Kansas City Chiefs came back after falling behind 24-0 to rout the Houston Texans 51-31. Patrick Mahomes threw four touchdowns in the second quarter, and the Chiefs scored 41 unanswered points.
We were going to find a way to fight and just fight until the end. And I thought that was the biggest thing that you could see on our sideline was guys wanted another chance to get out there and play.
The comeback was the largest in Chiefs history and also made Kansas City the first team ever to lead or tie by halftime after trailing by 24 points. Now the Chiefs will host the AFC Championship for the second year in a row. In the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers won their first playoff game in 6 years, defeating the Minnesota Vikings 27-10 on Saturday. The 49ers defense set a franchise playoff record by allowing only 147 yards. They were so dominant that the Minnesota offense went for more than 27 minutes of game time without picking up a first down. 49ers also forced a pair of second-half turnovers that they turned into 10 points. Running back Tevin Coleman led the 49ers with 105 yards rushing and two touchdowns. The 49ers will host Green Bay on Sunday after the Packers held on to defeat Seattle 28-23 last night.
And that'll do it. The Green Bay Packers have advanced to the NFC Championship game.
As the call from the Packers radio network, Green Bay wide receiver Devontae Adams caught 8 passes for 160 yards. That's a Packers playoff receiving yardage record. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson passed for 277 and rushed for 64, but was unable to complete the comeback. Green Bay's head coach Matt LaFleur is the first Packers rookie coach to lead his team to the playoffs. Green Bay is now headed to their third conference championship game in 6 years. In more NFL news, New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was arrested on Saturday night in Beverly Hills, California, after police say he damaged a car by jumping on the hood. Edelman was cited for misdemeanor vandalism and released. The Cleveland Browns reportedly plan to hire Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski as their next head coach. The 37-year-old will take over for Freddie Kitchens, who was fired after just one season. The Vikings ranked 8th in the NFL in scoring offense this season. The NCAA football season will wrap up tonight in New Orleans with the national championship game between number 1 LSU and number 3 Clemson. Clemson looking to win their 30th game in a row and their third national title in 4 seasons. Head coach Dabo Swinney says his team has a chance to be all-time greats.
Regardless of what happens in the game tomorrow night, it's really been a historic run. And, you know, to win 2 out of the last 3 national championships is amazing.
LSU head coach Ed Orgeron says his team is worried about beating Clemson, not the trophy that they could be walking off with after the game.
We didn't talk about going to play for the national championship. We talked about we have to prepare to beat Clemson one game at a time, just like we've done.
LSU looking for their 4th national title, first since 2007. Broadcast starts at 7 tonight on ESPN, and LSU is favored by 5.5. And in college basketball, number 5 Auburn beat Georgia 82-60 Saturday. Tigers are a perfect 15-0 and only one of 2 remaining undefeated teams in the NCAA. They play at Alabama on Wednesday at 8. Bama fell to number 14 Kentucky 76-67. Alabama pulled within 3 points when a John Petty Jr. layup made it 67-70, but the Wildcats would score 6 more and hold Bama scoreless the rest of the game. The South Alabama men's team beat Arkansas Little Rock 52-43, and the women's team beat Louisiana Monroe 72-63. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers and fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mardi Gras is on the way, and D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of styles to choose from. Buy a standard tux starting from $89.95 and tails from $119.95. Get the tails package, including tails, PK shirt, vest, and bow tie for $189.95. Tux and tails rentals start as low as $69.95. D&K has a full line of formal accessories, including vests, bow ties, cummerbunds, and more, all at discount prices. For all your Mardi Gras formal attire needs, shop D&K on the Beltline today and let the good times roll. Online, dnkmobile.com.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby or your fur baby, we all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system. An $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with a discussion of just a warm week. I keep, usually you get a few warm days, then the cold front comes through. Yeah, well, it's going to be a while for that. Dr. Bill will explain more on that coming up in just a little bit. Of course, that's going to be the issue we're dealing with. It has fog throughout Mobile and Baldwin County. Some areas worse than others. Some areas pretty thick, heavy-duty fog. Some this morning just fine. Visibility a couple miles in some places, a couple hundred yards in others. So if you're in one of those, do be careful. All right. What was the line? 5.5?
Yeah, 5.5.
You like
that? It's moved around a little bit.
You like that or not?
At this point, the biggest game in America, and that's what the odds makers have come up with. It's a pretty tight line, more than likely, but and a lot of people are going to hate me saying this, I like Clemson tonight.
Okay.
I think Clemson can win this game.
Well, that's a discussion going on, too. If you are a Bama fan,
mm-hmm.
do you pull for Clemson?
That's a tough one. I hear a lot of Bama fans saying that they're going to pull for Clemson, obviously because you have that SEC West rivalry mm-hmm. with LSU. But what's a bigger rivalry here in the short term?
I mean, because Alabama's faced Clemson a lot more in the final game than LSU.
You know, we're going to get all the ratings. I don't know if tomorrow they'll have them ready or by Wednesday. But what I would like to see is a specific Alabama fan ratings. How many Bama fans? I feel
you
like
think Nielsen could do a Bama household, Bama fan household.
I think there will be a bunch that just love football and will watch. There's going to be a bunch that hate watch. But I would imagine that a lot of Alabama fans won't even tune in tonight because they dislike these two teams so much.
See, our household. Okay, so I'm a graduate of the university, even though my wife is the bigger fan in the house. As you know, you go on Twitter, there's no doubt.
No doubt.
I'm a big Bama fan, but not even close to the misses. We'll watch it.
Yeah,
absolutely watch it, because that's two best teams in college football playing. I want to watch that.
Well, the good news for you is you have about 15 options. You know, they do that ESPN Megacast.
Right.
They're even going to do a ref cast this year.
A ref cast
where they have referees talking you through the game, not referees on the field, but referees, you know, sitting in a like, kind of like the coaching cast
right.
that they do every year.
These are refs.
They're going to have a ref cast.
They're going to say why the ref made the bad call. What he didn't see here is.
I think that they'll just they'll reason every single referee's call out there. They said, well, it sounded like a good one to me.
we'll see if I can make the ref cast.
Yeah, the ref cast.
All right. And a story that has, it's going to have, of course, national implications, international implications, but it has its roots right here at home with that deadly shooting at NAS Pensacola in December. Now, a dozen Saudi servicemen training in the United States have been expelled in the aftermath of that Pentagon review of the shooting at NAS Pensacola. Robert O'Brien spoke yesterday on this.
I think we're being very careful. Obviously, Pensacola showed that there had been errors in the way that we vetted, and I think out of an abundance of caution, Secretary Esper's taken these actions to protect our servicemen and women.
All right, Attorney General Barr and FBI Deputy Director Bowditch will hold a press conference at the Department of Justice today. Noon our time, announcing the findings of the criminal investigation into those December 6th shootings at NAS Pensacola, which killed three U.S. service members and wounded eight other Americans. Now, remember, we talked about this when this happened, when this story happened, and we said, you know, what is the history of this? And we had people call in. Listeners to the show, people, friends of the show, said they were, one of them in particular, he said he was at NAS Pensacola, this would have been early 90s, I think he said, and they were training, you know, Saudi servicemen then. You know, we talked about the roots of this. We train allies here, allies, servicemen, because number one, at least we know what their training is if we go on the battlefield with them. Number two, we're training them on equipment, equipment that's made by American companies.
Yeah, we sell them the equipment and then train them how to use it.
Right. But you have a situation here where we wondered, there was the one shooter, but then remember back then we talked about there was two other Saudi servicemen in a vehicle nearby, and then there was another one outside that classroom with a camera.
Filming it.
Yeah, filming it. And we asked how widespread a conspiracy this could have been. I have not heard anything more on charges on those other Saudi servicemen, but now a dozen, if we're expelling a dozen Saudi servicemen in training in the aftermath of the shooting, then what kind of connections were there? Is it just an abundance of caution that's doing it, or do we have some real information that shows there was more than one person involved in that deadly shooting at NAS Pensacola?
That's what I'm wondering, too. And remember, he hosted, reportedly, back then they said he hosted a watch party.
Mass killing videos or something.
Watch those videos. Of course, they halted the training of Saudi Arabian personnel, I think, December 10th, somewhere right after this happened. But I'm really interested to find out, you know, did they have a connection to this? Were they planning something else? Or were they not really doing the background checks the way they should have been? And then this let them know, you know, we had a guy over here at Pensacola NAS that did this. How closely have you looked at the records of everyone else that you've got training at your other bases? I wonder if that's part of what happened also.
That pressure at noon today will get you that audio when it happens. 627 FM Talk 106.5. It was deadly Saturday. Severe weather racking the southeast. We'll talk to Dr. Bill about that coming up.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A teenager is recovering after being struck by lightning on Saturday in Milton. Happened outside the teen's home on Forestwood Drive in Pine Lake Estates. A woman says the teenager was rushed to the hospital but will be okay. In Escambia County, Florida, a man has died after a shooting in the Warrington area. Deputies say this happened at 2nd Street and Withrop Avenue around 7:30 last night. A new map is giving hunters in Alabama a better chance at bagging a buck. The state rut map shows when the bucks are most likely to be looking for does to mate with in different parts of the state. Alabama's Conservation Department says thanks to a major restocking effort, hunters in the state have a unique opportunity to hunt the rut from mid-November until mid-February. Two teams of Tigers will take the field to see who will take home a national title tonight. LSU and Clemson will play at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-8231. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help Now at 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231.
The U.S. will expel more than a dozen Saudi military students from a training program at the Pensacola Naval Base after an investigation into the deadly shooting by a Saudi Air Force officer training there. Grounds for their removal are not yet known, but the Department of Justice has been investigating the attack, which left three sailors dead last month, as terrorism. The Trump administration still trying to tamp down questions on just how imminent any attack was when the order went out to assassinate Iran's top general.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper supports President Trump's rationale for the drone attack that killed top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. But when he was asked on CBS's Face the Nation about specific evidence on the imminent threat Soleimani allegedly posed,
I didn't see one with regard to four embassies.
Republican Senator Mike Lee, among those with concerns about the president's claim.
I've learned not to simply take the federal government's word at face value.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The death toll from severe weekend storms in the South and Midwest now stands at 12. I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Gold prices are falling as plans for the U.S. and China to sign a phase one trade deal and to hold sustained talks about their broader economic relationship encourage investors to buy riskier assets. The precious metal, seen as a haven at times of geopolitical and economic turbulence, is down to $1,554.20 a troy ounce. The decline comes after the Wall Street Journal reported Washington and Beijing have agreed to hold twice yearly talks to push for economic reform and resolve disputes on top of sealing a limited trade agreement on Wednesday. Drivers are seeing higher prices at the pump to start the new year. The national average price of regular gas has jumped 4 cents a gallon to $2.64 over the past 3 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices are unlikely to continue to increase because crude oil costs have dropped. The price at the pump is 33 cents higher than it was a year ago at this time. Right now, crude trading at $59.03 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your money now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Saturday, severe weather. You were calling for it, and we had our share of wind and rain here, but nothing like the deadly tornadoes further upstate.
Yeah, we were very fortunate that most of the upper air support for that kind of lifted more to the north, and we got off fairly light here, but some very gusty winds, and we didn't get the rainfall. We only got about a half an inch of rain, but we're going to pick up some more here over the next couple of days. The weather front that caused all the severe activity moved out offshore, and now is coming back over us as a warm front, and it's going to produce some scattered showers today. We already have a few heavy showers around. Not much rain in the city of Mobile, but there are some scattered activity, and that's going to be the case throughout the day. And we get some warm temperatures. Yesterday we were in the mid 60s. Today we're going to get into the low 70s, maybe even into the mid 70s for this afternoon. Now tonight, with this plenty of moisture around and the warm temperatures, we're going to see fog tonight and dense fog tomorrow morning. Tomorrow should be a cloudy day, and we'll see some scattered showers. And tomorrow, again, up into the mid-70s, so unseasonably warm weather for the Gulf Coast. On Wednesday and Thursday, a weak cold front will move down through Alabama and Mississippi. It won't do very much. We will see a few scattered showers. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we're going to stay on the warm side, low to mid-70s for Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, a slight chance of a shower in the mid-70s, and then over the weekend, winter is going to make its return to the Gulf Coast. On Saturday, we'll be in the low 70s with a cold front approaching, with a good chance for showers. And then Sunday, we'll cool down quite a bit. It'll be partly cloudy in the upper 50s, maybe even cooler than that. So winter is going to come back, but it's going to take several more days before it makes its return to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, it's these warm temps, and I guess the temperature inversion out there, and also the fact that the rivers are a good bit colder, have us fogged in a lot of areas this morning.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem here for many areas for the next hour or two, and we're going to be faced with that again tonight. And this is what usually happens when we have unseasonably warm weather and all that moisture coming in over the cool waters. If you're headed over the causeway or the bayway, you're going to be faced with a problem for today and also tomorrow.
All right, and a quick run through on this too. You say winter returns, but I mean, are we looking at just back to normal winter temps or anything extraordinary?
Yeah, it's really back to normal temperatures. The normal high is around 61, the normal low is 40. So we're going to see temperatures perhaps Sunday night, Monday night, get down at least into the mid and upper 30s as we see it now.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up a copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac for 2020, they're available now.
You know, all these figures we talked about, temperatures, a lot of the information is in records are all available in the Weather Almanac. And you'll find copies here in Mobile at West Marine, at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, you'll find them at Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, also Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope, and Old Time Garden Supply. And over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment. And you can always pick up copies here at 106.5 as well as at Box 10.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. All right, body temperature. What's your body temperature supposed to be?
98.6.
Maybe not. Speaking of temperatures, when we come back, what's the new normal body temperature according to a study out there? That's on the way, plus traffic with Kane.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1890, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama
including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a decent amount of fog this morning, so keep that in mind. Mobile Police Department and state troopers are clear, but about a quarter mile visibility all the way across the Bayway, traveling downtown, and we've got some of the misty showers with us, too, so be careful. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill came with our traffic and the text line at 343-0106. Talking to you on the text line after 8 o'clock. We'd love to hear your voice at 343-0106. Johnny says on the text line, Big Bama fan pulling for the SEC. So he's pulling for LSU.
If you think about it, I would say if you're an Alabama fan, you would want LSU to win.
Yeah, so the SEC as a conference wins it all.
Yeah, that and you played LSU pretty closely. If LSU ends up blowing out Clemson, you'll say, well, we would have also beaten Clemson. I think that's the way I think about it. If the team beat you, you want them to go as far as possible, because then if they beat you, then that means you're almost as good as them.
Yeah,
if you think about it.
I see that. I just know there's a bunch of people out there that are saying they're pulling for Clemson just
because they don't want LSU to win.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, from the headlines of medicalnewstoday.com, I know you're on there, you bookmark it it all the time.
I actually get texts whenever they have a new article, so that's great.
Get push notices from a recent analysis of temperature trends suggests that the average human body temperature has dropped since the 19th century due to physiological changes. Authors of a new study also highlight potential causes of these alterations. Said most of us only take our temperatures when we're worried we have a fever as a result of infection or a cold, but body temperature can indicate and be influenced by many factors. Lifestyle, habits, age, ambient temperature can all influence how our body disperses heat. Body temperature is also a marker of metabolic health. Specifically, the authors of a new study explain the human body temperature indicates metabolic rate, which some have linked to longevity and body size. So what is the normal body temperature? Well, in 1851, a German physician, Carl Reinhold August Wunderlich.
Ooh, what a name.
My goodness. Surveyed 25,000 people in one city and established that 37 degrees Celsius is the standard body temperature. We all know that as 98.6.
98.6.
Fahrenheit, right? However, recent analysis and surveys suggesting the average body temperature is now lower than that. For instance, a study of more than 35,000 people in the United Kingdom and nearly 250,000 temperature measurements found that 36.6 degrees Celsius is the average oral temperature. They said, could this discrepancy be a result in changes in measurement tools, or do the new findings reflect higher life expectancy and better overall health? To test the hypothesis, researchers analyzed information from three data sets. First included data from 1862 to 1930, obtained from the Army, Union Army veterans of the Civil War. Second data set from the U.S. National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey took place from 71 to 75. And the third data set was from Stanford's Transitional Research Integrated Database Environment. Yeah, say that every day. which contained data from people who received health care from Stanford from 2007 to 2017. So here's what they find out. The body temperature of men today is on average 0.59 degrees Celsius lower than that of men born early in the 19th century. Similarly, women's body temperature dropped by 0.32 degrees Celsius from the 1890s to today. Although from ladies I've worked with in offices over time, I think it's dropped by 17 degrees because they're always cold. To check whether the decreases stem from advances in thermometer technology, the team looked at changes within data sets, assuming the doctors in each period, historical period, were generally using the same type of thermometers. They said the results reflected changes in combined data. They said the temperature is not due to a change. Basically, I'm going to paraphrase, because of the thermometers, mm-hmm. they really do believe human beings are getting cooler.
Wow. So you said,
not by a ton, but by right. You know,
it looks like almost a full degree Fahrenheit. That, because you said 36.6 Celsius. You know, I had to type that in. I don't know my Celsius. That's 97.88 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's, you know, 0.8 of a degree Fahrenheit lower. That's pretty big. I'm surprised they haven't tried to link this to global warming yet, though.
But they've had some theories that because more people are in air conditioning and all these things, maybe that has something to do with it. But I can tell you, I'm making up for the other side of the average. I've stayed generally hot even
you
in
run
the wintertime.
Hot.
I run hot. Yeah. Need to add some antifreeze to this thing. I run hot, so I'm skewing it the other way. But yeah, so I don't know. I thought it was interesting. They're saying that human beings are getting colder as we move forward. 6:45, coming right back.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The results of a criminal investigation into the shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola will be announced today. Attorney General William Barr and the FBI will hold a press conference at 1 o'clock this afternoon to announce those findings. 3 U.S. service members were killed in the shooting. 8 other Americans were wounded. Today's announcement comes as more than a dozen Saudi service members are being expelled from the U.S. A report on CNN says the Saudis are not accused of aiding the shooter at NAS Pensacola, but are said to have connections to extremist movements. A number are also accused of possessing child pornography. Spanish Fort Police are searching for the driver who destroyed the Korean War Memorial at Battleship Park while running from police. Officers were chasing the man after finding him near the boats at Bass Pro Shop early Sunday morning. The suspect led police on the causeway before crashing into the monument. He then got out of the car and ran off. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning. It's 6:49 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL Conference Championship games are now set after the divisional round playoff games this weekend. In the AFC, number 2 seed Kansas City will host number 6 seed Tennessee on Sunday at 2:05. And in the NFC, number 1 seed San Francisco will host number 2 seed Green Bay at 5:40 p.m. on Sunday. The Tennessee Titans pulled off their second major upset in a row on Saturday night with a 28-12 win over the top-seeded Baltimore Ravens. Titans running back Derrick Henry was again unstoppable. The former Alabama running back rushed for 195 yards on 30 carries and even threw a 3-yard touchdown pass to Corey Davis in the third quarter.
Direct snap. Henry. Jump pass. Oh, trickery. Corey Davis. Touchdown, Tennessee. The razzle dazzle for the Titans.
The call from CBS. Titans defense forced Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson to try and beat them by himself. And although Jackson passed for 365 yards and rushed for 143, he also threw two interceptions and fumbled once. The Titans defense also stopped the Ravens twice on 4th-and-1. Henry keeps breaking playoff records. He now has the most yards rushing through his first four postseason games in NFL history with 561. And he became the first NFL player to rush for over 180 yards in three consecutive games. In the other AFC game, the Kansas City Chiefs came back after falling behind 24-0 to rout the Houston Texans 51-31. Patrick Mahomes threw four touchdowns in the second quarter, and the Chiefs scored 41 unanswered points.
We were going to find a way to fight and just fight until the end. And I thought that was the biggest thing that you could see on our sideline was guys wanted another chance to get out there and play.
The comeback was the largest in Chiefs history and made Kansas City the first team ever to lead or tie at halftime after trailing by 24 points. In the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers won their first playoff game in 6 years, defeating the Minnesota Vikings 27-10 on Saturday. The 49ers defense set a franchise playoff record by allowing only 147 yards. They were so dominant that the Minnesota offense went for more than 27 minutes of game time without picking up a first down.
Wow.
Crazy. The 49ers will host Green Bay Sunday after the Packers held on to defeat Seattle 28-23 last night.
And that'll do it. The Green Bay Packers have advanced to the NFC Championship game.
Green Bay wide receiver Devontae Adams caught 8 passes for 160 yards. That's a Packers playoff receiving yardage record. In more NFL news, New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was arrested on Saturday night in Beverly Hills after police say he damaged a car by jumping on the hood. Edelman was cited for misdemeanor vandalism and released. The Cleveland Browns reportedly plan to hire Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski as their next head coach. The 37-year-old will take over for Freddie Kitchens, who was fired after just one season. The Vikings ranked 8th in the NFL in scoring offense this year. The NCAA football season will wrap up tonight in New Orleans with the national championship game between number 1 LSU and number 3 Clemson. Clemson looking to win their 30th game in a row and their third national title in 4 seasons. Head coach Dabo Swinney says his team has a chance to be all-time greats.
Regardless of what happens in the game tomorrow night, it's really been a historic run. And, to win 2 out of the last 3 national championships is amazing.
LSU head coach Ed Orgeron says his team is more worried about beating Clemson than the hardware they could be walking off with after the game.
We didn't talk about going to play for the national championship. We talked about we have to prepare to beat Clemson one game at a time, just like we've done.
LSU looking for their first title since 2007. Broadcast starts tonight at 7 on ESPN. LSU favored by 5.5. In college basketball, number 5 Auburn beat Georgia 82-60, and Alabama fell to number 14 Kentucky 76-67. Those two teams and rivals will meet on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. in Tuscaloosa. The South Alabama men's team beat Arkansas Little Rock 52-43, and the women's team beat Louisiana Monroe 72-63. 6:53, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We've had accident-free conditions so far this morning, but we have a lot of fog and a little bit of misty rain with it. So, again, less than a quarter mile visibility from the downtown area, 1065 split, and all the way across the Bayway. We're seeing it in Daphne and Spanish Ford as well. Just be careful as you start your morning commute. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art and books and clothing to oddity items, you can see them online at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated showers and fog, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
All right, 655 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Ready to get started for your New Year's resolutions in earnest right now. Think about 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey. He gets rid of the junk. Sure he does. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, you got junk, he comes and gets junk and removes it. That, I mean, that explains what they do. But here's the thing. Where they do it, okay? It could be a storage unit you've been paying on all these years. You don't even know what's in there. Get rid of that junk. Save the money. Could be at your home where you want to start getting organized for 2020. Mm-hmm. Well, the best way to get organized is get rid of the junk, get that out of your way, and then you have fewer things, and it makes it easier to get organized. Could be your office. You want to clear out that old, those old office file cabinets or desk or whatever to open up new space for new employees as you grow your company. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. He's doing great work for 11 years now at Mobile and Baldwin counties. You got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You make that appointment online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right. This is a quick note here. And this is strange because I feel this even though I love what I do for a living. But a survey out there found 88% of people say they feel at least a bit of anxiety on Sundays about going back to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Average time when that feeling sets in?
5 p.m.
3:58 p.m.
Oh.
Very, very specific. Survey also found average person does about 3 hours of unpaid work over the weekend. Dalton does about 12, including checking emails, looking over files, and sometimes even taking calls. So it's a great thing about deer season in Alabama. If you're on a stand and things are slow, what a perfect time to return emails. So if y'all get a bunch of emails from me on Saturdays and Sundays, that's why I'm multitasking, right? 6:58, news is next.